Vince Dragonetti is a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Good morning, Vince.
Hi, Tony. How you doing?
Doing very well. Where are we when it comes to trying to find insurance for folks in Ingham County who can't afford it?
On insurance issues? Geez, that's a good broad one there. I think insurance, and I'm drawing from my background, I'm licensed in insurance, but I don't handle health insurance. I teach it in classes, I teach it in seminars. It comes up only in human services for the most part, you know, at the board level, but there is a difference of what I've known over the past 10 or 15 years on people that have insurance versus people that get medical care. That's the huge difference that I see, is that if you really look, can people in Ingham County get medical care? Yes. Do they all have insurance? No.
And the Ingham County Health Plan has helped some folks, but we still have a lot of other people in Ingham County who aren't partaking in that. So what are we doing to address that?
Well, you know, I don't know if this is the thing when it comes to politics or being a member of society as a taxpayer, how we can address everything for all people all the time, Tony. We cannot do that. You can't do it. I can't do it. Government can't do it. However, if it comes down to people that need health care, can they get it in Ingham County? Yes, they can. Now, to what level? That depends on, obviously, the ability to pay. What is the exact situation? I know for dental care, for people, you know, that don't have means or don't have, you know, good dental programs, that's an issue that at the county level, I know they can't get certain specialized dental care. Other health situations, I've known, you know, a half a dozen people the past 10 years that, you know, had little to no money. They've had major heart surgery. Were they improved in their care and everything taken care of after the fact? Yes. Did they have the money or insurance to pay for this? Yes and no. They really qualified for Medicaid at that point in time. So when I run into this and I find out their specific issues, when people talk to me and say, you know, Tony does not have this, if I know Tony in the past, with a few cases that's popped up, I've been able to say, Tony, have you talked to people specifically at the county or going through Medicaid about your situation? Because the care is almost always there.
All right, I've got about a minute and a half. This run for drain commissioner is turning nasty.
Yeah, it is. What specifically do you want to know?
Well, from what I understand, there are some who have issues with the lowering of rates for the whole district just before the primaries. Is that a political stunt, you think?
You know, it just seems odd because that particular thing that's popped up in the past few weeks of a major drain district, a lot of people don't know how they operate, but there's whole areas, depending on, you know, where you live, you're probably in a certain drain district. And all of a sudden, you know, we get a letter saying that that particular one, they're having this major drop, probably a one-time, one-year drop, in what their actual one-year assessments will be. And it's been in an area, you know, between Holt and Mason primarily, this one strip that's through there, that's had a large amount of problems, you know, even at the point when it was started into the millions of dollars that it cost. And all of a sudden a letter pops up that their fee for this year is going to be dropped by, I don't know, 60% or something like this. It just seems odd of the timing. And, you know, when I saw that, I heard about it a few weeks ago, but on Tuesday night I saw the letter. So I had my official notice that this letter was sent out. It seems very odd. And, you know, I do know from, I've known drain commissioners in four or five other counties, how we operate here is quite differently in other areas. And then this thing to pop up, you know, I had a couple people call me that said, you know, one was very happy, they were in the middle of it, but they said, you know, both said, isn't the timing odd?
That's all right, Vince, I got about 10 seconds. Who do you support for Ingham County Drain Commission?
I'm going to stay out of the race at this point.
Thanks, Vince.
Thank you.